So, I'm very happy to be with you this afternoon. I came last year. How many of you were here last year? Are some of you here? Yeah? Do you remember last year? You can put your hands down now. Do you remember last year when I came, I couldn't talk? Do you remember that? That I lost my voice? And I was going like this. But this year I have my voice back, so I can talk to you. So I'm very happy to be able to do that. And thank you for your very nice greeting. Do you know why we put our palms together? Do you know why we do this? Yeah? It's a custom that we have as a way of showing respect to people, because we want to honor and respect everybody. Whether they're younger than us, whether they're older than us, we put our palms together. And this shows that we see something good inside of everybody. And I think that's really true, because everybody has something really, really good inside of them. We may not see it instantly, but if we open our eyes and look at other people, everybody has some good quality, some kindness, something really wonderful about them. So that's why we always put our hands together when we meet somebody like that. And there's two ways you can put your hands together. One way is you put your palms flat like this. Another way is you tuck your thumbs in like this. Okay? When we tuck our thumbs in like this, it indicates that we are holding a jewel, okay? Our thumbs, we're pretending like our thumbs are a jewel, like we're holding a jewel, something very precious, something very wonderful. And so we are offering to others everything that's good inside of us, and by holding the jewel. And we're also seeing that everybody has something that's like a jewel inside of them. Okay, so that's what I meant when I said everybody has some good qualities, you know, inside of them. So we remember that when we put our hands together. So let's do it now and look around at everybody and greet them and remember that they have something good in them and we have something good in us, that we have this jewel. Okay? So let's do that. Okay? Good. Okay. That's good. Yep. Okay. It's nice to remember that when we meet new people. Yeah. And to meet people with a smiling face and to meet people with a kind heart. You know, when we meet new people. And even every day, you know, in your family, we see the same people every day, right? You know, in your family, when you go to school, you see the same people. So sometimes it's easy, we just forget, because we see them all the time. We just kind of take them for granted. But it's very nice if instead of that, when we see our parents, or our classmates, or our teachers, or our friends, it's nice that when we greet them, you know, we put our palms together and we smile and remember there's something very good in them and there's something very good in me. How many of you, when you wake up in the morning, because greeting people with kindness, sometimes we don't always feel like that. How many of you, when you wake up in the morning, you're kind of tired? You're kind of grumpy. It takes you a hard time to wake up. Who's like that? Yeah. Oh, so many of you. Okay, you can put your hands down. How many of you, when you wake up in the morning, you wake up and you're kind of in a good mood and you feel good? Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, a few of you. But so many of you, when you wake up, do your parents have a hard time getting you out of bed in the morning? Yeah? Your parents have to work hard? So sometimes when we first get out of bed, we feel so tired, we don't feel like being so nice to people. And sometimes we can be kind of grumpy and crabby. Yeah? Have you ever noticed that? Yeah. Kind of your mom says, okay, it's time to get up. You go, I don't want to get up. I want to sleep. You know, then you roll over, you go back to sleep. Then your mom is saying, come, you have to go to school. Oh, no, I don't want. Okay. Then sometimes your mom and dad, it's hard for them when you don't get up. Then they get a little bit irritated. Then they go, get out of bed right now. Do they sometimes have to do that? Yeah? Then when they get mad, then you go, uh-oh, I better get out of bed now, otherwise it's bad trouble. But what you might want to do, you know, when you first are woken up in the morning, when your mom and dad first wake you up, is try thinking, when you first wake up, oh, I'm so happy to be alive, and I'm so happy to wake up this morning. And then think, oh, my mom, my dad, or your auntie, your uncle, whoever is waking you up, how nice that they care for me and they're waking me up. Yeah? How nice. And I get to see them today. I get to see my parents, who I really love, and my brothers and sisters, who I really love, and my friends, who I really love. And it's so nice to wake up in the morning. And so try thinking like that when you first wake up in the morning. And then, you know, wake up and just kind of smile and try and say, you know, good morning to your mom and dad. Do you think you can remember that? Yeah? Yeah? You don't think till tomorrow morning you can remember that? Yeah? Yeah? Try an experiment, okay? Try tomorrow morning. Make it an experiment. Try when you're getting up, when you first wake up, you know, to think, I'm so happy to wake up this morning and see the people I care about. And then, you know, say good morning to your mother and good morning to your father. Maybe give them a hug. Yeah? And see how that changes things. Because if you're able to wake up in the morning and you're kind of, you know, cheerful, then mom and dad don't need to get mad to get you out of bed. Yeah? How about when you go to bed at night? Do you go to bed on time, or do mom and dad have to sometimes get a little bit angry to get you to go to bed? Yeah? Who goes to bed on time when your mom and dad tell you to go to bed? Yeah? How many of you say, oh, I don't want to go to bed. I want to stay up later. I want to watch television. I want to play. Oh, a few of you. Okay. Put your hands down. So it can also be another thing that you might want to try doing is, when your mom and dad, you know, ask you to get ready for bed, instead of making a fuss, just do it, yeah? Because sometimes, you know, we all want to be happy in our family. And when our parents tell us to do things, if we do it in a nice way, and, you know, when they tell us, then they don't need to get, you know, kind of to get us to do it. But when we act very spoiled, and we don't want to do, yeah, just like that, isn't it? Then mom and dad go, you listen to me. Yeah. Yeah, you can imitate them very well, can't you? But if we try and be cooperative with our parents, then they don't need to act that way. And then we're happier, because who likes to be around our parents when they're angry? You know, it's not very fun to be, is it? What do you think? To be with your parents when they're angry, is that fun? No, it's not very fun. So if we try and be helpful to our parents and be nice to our parents, then they're not going to get angry, and then it's going to be a lot nicer to be around them. So then we benefit from it too. Yeah? So sometimes we just try, you know, be a pleasant person. Because if we sit there and we're always whining, you know what whining is? Oh, Mom, I want this. Daddy, get me that. How many of you whine sometimes? Who whines? So when we whine, it's not very pleasant from other people. Is it? When we whine, it's not so pleasant. Oh, oh, yeah. That's what we look like, isn't it? Isn't it? Yeah, we do, don't we? Yeah? So when we whine, then other people get, this person is very unpleasant. Yeah? If we try and speak kindly to other people, then they also speak kindly to us. At least this is my experience, if we try. Yeah? Okay, so that's just a little introduction. So I thought maybe you had some questions that you wanted to ask me, because you may not know a lot of monks and nuns. You might have some questions that you want to ask. Yeah?
Why have girl monks?
Why do they have girl monks? Because girls want to become monks. Because girls can do things just as well as boys can. Girls and boys are both intelligent. They both can do many things that are beneficial for others. And so, you know, girls want to use their potential, and so we use it. Okay.
How many years old are you?
How many years old am I? I'm 53.
Wow.
Wow. That's like ancient, isn't it? Really old. Yeah. Your mom's younger than me. I'm 53. Yeah. Where am I from? I'm from America. Ah. You had a question? Did you have a question? What? Oh, why do the girl monks shave our head? Actually, all the monastics, whether they're boys or whether they're girls, we all shave our head. What that means is sometimes, you know, as a boy or as a girl, we take a lot of care about our hair. Do I look nice, you know? I mean, boys and girls would say, should I part my hair this way? Should I comb it that way? So we can spend a lot of time trying to look good outside. But when we're monks and nuns, we don't care so much about how we look, our appearance. We care more about inside if we're kind people. So to show that, we cut our hair off because then we don't need to worry so much about how we look. And instead, we put our intention on becoming a kind person inside our heart. Because I think that's what really makes somebody beautiful. Yeah? Somebody can have very nice hair, but if they walk around all day going, then they're not very beautiful. But even if somebody doesn't have hair, if they're a happy person inside and a kind person inside, then they're very pleasant to look at. Okay? Well, that's why we do that.
What?
Oh, when do I wake up? I usually wake up at about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah. 6:30? You get up at 6:30? 5:15? You too? Oh, okay. Huh? Okay. Somebody just asked me what time I go to sleep. I usually go to sleep about 10:30. So I usually sleep about 6.5 hours every night. Yeah? Sometimes less, sometimes more. It depends. Yeah? Will I be sleepy? No. when you're young, when you're a child, I think you need more sleep. But then when you're older, you don't need quite as much. And when I wake up in the morning, I usually wake up and I'm pretty awake. And I enjoy waking up in the morning. What I was telling you to do, that's what I do when I wake up in the morning. I wake up and I say, today I'm very happy to be alive. And today, as much as possible, I'm not going to hurt anybody. And as much as possible, I'm going to be kind to them. And I kind of wake up and think like that and generate a kind motivation. Then I get then I get out of bed and I bow to the Buddha. Okay? And then maybe I make some offerings. And then I do some meditation when I wake up. Then after I meditate, that's when I eat breakfast. Okay.
Huh? Where do you live?
Where do I live? Right now, I live in the U.S. Actually, I can show you some pictures of where I live, because we're starting a monastery in the U.S., and we just got some land. Yeah, I'll show you some. Sit down so that everybody can see. This is the Buddha. This is the cover. Yeah?
Wow.
Yeah? Beautiful picture of the Buddha, isn't it? Not real. That's a picture of the Buddha. Then I'll show you. Oh, I'll show you a picture of my teacher. Okay? This is the Dalai Lama. He's my teacher. Yeah? You see? He looks very happy, doesn't he? Yeah. I think he's smiling, and so, you know, he's a very happy person. Yeah. Okay. Here are some pictures of where I live. I'll show you. Yeah. Okay. I can't talk when you're all making noise. I'll show you a few more questions. A few more. This is the barn on the property where we live. Yeah, it's a very big barn. In the past, they used to keep the animals there, and they used to keep the hay for the animals in there. Can you see? Wait. Okay. Here's some more pictures.
Is it mock to eat meat?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, at the Abbey, and somebody just asked me about eating meat. Yeah, in the place where I live, it's this picture was taken in the summer, so it's very warm. But I just got an email from my friends who are staying there, and it snowed, and there's a lot of snow on the ground right now. How many of you have seen snow? You've seen snow? Okay. So you know that when it snows, it's very cold out. And in the summer where I live, then it's very warm. You can see, you know, how much grass and trees and everything. But in the fall, Then the leaves fall off of the trees. The leaves fall off of the trees. And then in the winter time, sometimes the tree, you know, many of the trees are just, they look like sticks. They don't have any leaves on them. And then there's some trees, they're called evergreen. And they stay with leaves or pine needles all year round. So in the winter, it looks really different from how it looks right now. Like this tree that's in the front here, that's called an evergreen. So at the winter time, it still has its leaves, but when the snow falls, then some of the snow sticks on the needles, on the leaves of the tree. Yeah. And now that whole area where it's all grass, where it's a meadow, now it's all covered in snow. And in fact, there's been so much snow that we're going to have to get some food to feed to all the wild animals, because they can't find food with snow. Okay, in the picture on the bottom, one person's me, and then the other two people are the people who used to own the property. the land. We bought this place where I live now. Before, it didn't belong to us. It belonged to some other people. So that's the people it used to belong to. Yeah, I think that's the end of the pictures. Yeah, but that's where I live. Yeah. So on the land, we have deer. Yeah. You've been to the zoo? Have you seen deer?
No.
Yeah? Yeah, very big animals. And then we have some elk. And there are actually some eagles that fly in the sky around that area. And there's some bear, but I haven't seen any bear in the forest yet. And there's also wild turkeys. Yeah? So, and all sorts of different birds that fly in the sky.
Huh?
Ah, so he asked if the USA has tigers and lions. Only in the zoo, because lions and tigers don't naturally live in the U.S. Yeah, so like in India and in Africa, there's lions and tigers that naturally live there, but not in the U.S., so the only lions and tigers we have there are in the zoo. Yeah, but on the land where I live, we have another kind of something. It's kind of like a, you know, because the lion and a tiger both belong to the cat family. We have another kind of animal. It's called a cougar. And it's smaller than a lion or a tiger. It's maybe this big, but very, very fast. They run very fast. No, no lionesses. The place I live is in Washington State. Yeah, Washington State and Washington D.C. are different. Yeah, you might have heard of Washington, D.C. That's where the capital is. That's on one side of the country. I live on the other side. Yeah? D.C. means District of Columbia. Yeah? That's the name of the capital, what we call it. Yeah?